Hello, everybody. It's good to be with you again. My name is Fred Davis. I'm the editor of AwakeningClarityNow.com, and I have a bunch of videos where we just pick a topic, and I just come together and tell you my take on it. And the topic for today is non-doership. I was asked to do this by one of the viewers, and I thought, you know, I've never done it on that one specifically, so why not? So, non-doership, and we hear a lot about that. We may hear too much about it. We hear a lot about that in non-duality, and I think that there are actually different levels of recognizing what this means, and the first level is probably which is quite a jump. It's quite a leap. The first level is where we begin to understand that this body, that this thing is not actually thinking its way through the universe. It is instead, it is being thought through the universe, if you will. This is a tool. It's a wonderful processor. Our mind, our brain is a wonderful processor. There's no initiator in it there at all. I've worked with neuroscientists who told me there's nothing, no place to which we can point in the brain that and say that this is where thoughts arise from. It just doesn't exist. So we, if we're not initiating our own thinking, guess what we're not doing? We're not initiating our own action. If we're not initiating our own action, this is not the doer. Do you see that? We immediately begin to, you know, there's a doer somewhere, but this isn't it. And that's the first level of recognizing what this is. And it is a hell of a step. It's something usually that we grab a piece of, and then over some period of time that, as our awakening unfolds, we begin to get a deeper and deeper understanding of what's meant by that. You know, sometimes they call awakening the understanding, and that really is what it is. It is an understanding that nothing exists other than the understanding. I just love to do stuff like that. So, because it's absolutely true, but it just is still fun to do it, or ask a question that just fries the brain. So, so once we establish that this is not the doer, then we go looking for the big doer, because you know now it must be whatever, you know, because our beliefs all vary as far as, you know, what we're looking for. Some of us are looking for truth. Some of us are looking for God. Some of us are looking for Brahman or Tao or whatever. We just give it a different name. And usually when we give it a different name, we may also give it a little bit of a twist. So we're all looking for sort of the same thing, but we're not all looking for exactly the same thing. We may find exactly the same thing, but we're not looking for exactly the same thing. So might not even find exactly the same thing, depending on how clear we get. So we then establish that this higher power, this thing, whatever it is, this must be the doer. And then we can have another revelation. We can have another insight. We can have another awakening, where it's seen, oh my God, there's. I get the fact that there's no one home, but now to tell me the fact that there's no one at the wheel, no one at all, that this is all just happening. I mean, it was just unbelievable. I'll tell you, I've shared this many times in private talks, which is that I remember reading. I was reading I Am That. This is prior to my awakening. I was reading I Am That by Sri Nisargadatta Maharaj, and he's asked a question about God, straight-up question about God. And he answers it by saying, God is my devotee. He did all this for me. I have to tell you that when I read that, it like knocked me out of my chair. I couldn't believe what I was reading. Only thing I could think of was, well, this wicked bastard, referring to Nisargadatta now, one of the great spiritual teachers of the 20th century, but nonetheless give you Fred's take on this, which is really vital. So I just kind of shot him down there. I mean, it was like, man, he's crazy. But he had made so much sense up until then in some places that I just couldn't ignore him. So I decided that either he had not said what I thought he had said, or that I had misunderstood what he had said somehow. In other words, I just gave him an out, which is a very generous thing for me to have done at that time in my life. It's amazing I didn't just slam that book, put it on the shelf, or toss it in the trash, whatever. Just, you know, okay, well, we're done with that teacher. Because that's what we do, is we put our teachers on pedestals and then we pull them down. It's just so funny. It's exactly what we do. And, you know, and whenever somebody tells me, oh, man, I just, you know, it's true. I just love you to death. This is fantastic. You are the best teacher I've ever known. You are it. It's probably just a matter of time before that person, there's a yang to that yin. And he says, you damn old scoundrel, you know, whatever it is. I don't like you at all. Boy, you're not telling the truth any longer. You used to tell the truth, I think. But you don't tell the truth anymore, I know. Because I know the truth and you don't. And that's the way it goes, you know. Just boom, boom, yin, yang. It's, so, when I woke up, I discovered that Nisargadatta Maharaj was absolutely right. When I really woke up, I had a couple of awakenings. And the second time I had an awakening, I really saw clearly what he was talking about. And because there's just the first awakening I had was seeing that there's no one behind a wheel. Second awakening I had was finding out that there's, or first awakening was finding that there's no one home. There, I saw through Fredness. The second time was seeing there's nobody behind a wheel. It saw through the witness. It saw through the godness. It saw through all of it, if you will. Doesn't mean we can't use the word God. Doesn't mean we can't refer to God. Doesn't mean we can't pray. All of that's fine. Non-duality is not set up to be a whole bunch of rules that we have got to follow or we're not going to get it right. It's just not like that at all. And I'll say it again, that if you try to wear non-dual philosophy, it's like a concrete straitjacket. Non-dual, living non-duality is very light and very free. So if you're feeling very heavy, you aren't where I am. Okay? I'm just telling you. So it doesn't mean that everybody needs to shoot for where I am. I'm just saying that there is a way of living non-duality that is very sweet, very beautiful. Not always perfect for the unit, that's for sure. But that doesn't stop it from being perfect. So at any rate, there's no one around except for you. There's, you know, the understanding is there's nothing but the understanding. That's all there is. There's one thing going on. You're it. Period. Thanks. I'll see you later. Bye.